Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate each other's facts, but the points don't matter. The only thing that matters is that
we're all hot.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and this week, I talked about it previously on the pod, but I got a new tattoo. And it hurt way more than I thought it would. I forgot that tattoos hurt. I didn't think about that until there was a needle on my arm, and I was like, fuck.
I'm Chloe. I got a tattoo recently enough, like maybe a month and a half ago, and it is so weird, and there's no way to explain what it is to anyone, and for that reason, I think it's one of my faves.
It's a little weird man playing basketball.
Exactly, and that's not even close to what it is, but it's also exactly what it is.
Yes. My name's Lindsay. My tattoos didn't hurt. They kind of tickled a bit. So then I was like, I'm just giggling while they do it. And I was like, I don't want to giggle because then I'll move. And then the tattoo is going to look like this weird thing. But I also want a new tattoo this year of a monkey puzzle tree. And I saw one yesterday. So it was a nice reminder.
Cute.
Hi, my name is Shem. I have no tattoos, but I do have a beard. It's a classic either or. top of the pandemic, I just like, had no beard and just walked around with a naked face because no one could see me, so it was very exciting.
That's what, oh my god,
what?
And then I had like a mustache as well for like a solid chunk of time,
but we like still zoomed every week. Chloe and I are looking at each other like, have we seen Shem?
I live with Shem and I don't remember. I remember that pre-pandemic from a foundation photo shoot, but I don't remember during the pandemic.
Well
there we go. Oh.
Wow, I'm really sad that I missed that. My name is Maria. I have one tattoo that I got like right before the pandemic. It's small. It took like 10 minutes, but I'd never gotten a tattoo. And I think like the anticipation and the fear of like the needle was like way more painful to my psyche than just like the actual thing. So when he was tattooing me, I was just like gripping on to like the side of the chair. For no reason. Like, it really wasn't even hurting that bad. But, yeah, I was pretty dramatic about it.
Oh, I love it. Wait, what is your tattoo of?
It's just a little, like, bridge on my arm.
Cute.
It just says, being outside is great.
Yeah.
Live, laugh, be outside. I'm going to be outside forever. We don't know. I love that. Yeah, I honestly, the first hour didn't hurt because she was just doing the outline. Where I was like, this doesn't feel good, but I'm not like in pain. But then when she went in to do the color, I was like, oh, this is what people say when they're like, ow, 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 ow. At one point she was like, are you breathing? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if a tattoo involves coloring, that's like a big operation.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, you know? And I'm glad I didn't, because the anxiety would have killed me. Well, we know she's got a cute little bridge on her arm. That was a horrible segue. I could have bridged that conversation better. But we are so excited to have Maria Dakotas on the podcast. You may have seen her in Rolling Stone.
What a rock star.
She is a comedian, a performer. Please put your hands together for Maria. Wow.
There's hands.
There's hands. They're not ours.
Your hands are all busy.
Yeah. They're just together in my head. Hi, thank you for doing this.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It should be a good time.
It already is.
I don't know why I'm being so weird.
I do.
It's just because I'm a weird gal. Okay, let's just jump into the facts. I feel like that's what's happening. Our first fact of the day is going to come from none other than Lindsay.
So my only fact is that Elvis Presley's manager, who was called Colonel Tom Parker, created merch which said, I hate Elvis, because he was happy to make money off the people who didn't like Elvis as much as the people who did like Elvis.
Wow, that is so smart.
Right? Wow. Isn't it smart?
I'm also just stuck on his name is Colonel.
Yeah.
Can you imagine calling your manager and being like, hi, Colonel. What's his name? Colonel Mustard?
Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel Tom Parker, mm-hmm. being like, hi, Colonel Tom Parker. Does that mean he became a... Sorry, I have so many questions.
Yeah, is he a colonel or was that his name?
Is this his chosen name?
Elvis did a little military service,
he
right?
He did.
Did they meet in the war?
No, they met in the KFC.
I wish, like, when women got married, instead of getting Mrs., we could get Colonel.
Yeah, that would be great.
How great.
I feel like that'd be so much, like, way more cool.
Instead of, like, hey, Mrs., like, I'm imagining, like, a little, like, boy being like, can I paint your fence? Hey, Mrs., can I paint your fence? Like, hey, Colonel, can I paint your fence?
If you're unmarried, Cornella.
Oh my gosh, like little boys like in the street asking to paint your fence feels like the 1950s. I'm like, when's the last time that happened?
I know.
I mean, I wish it were still happening. That's cool.
I know. I don't even have a, I mean, I guess I have a little fence, but no one would paint it.
Yeah. I see unpainted fences everywhere. I know society's crumbling.
The real epidemic.
I'm going to have a kid just so he can go like paint the fences of the world.
I feel like that's why most people have kids, is just to do chores.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, until they discovered TaskRabbit.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, he wasn't a real colonel. He was a Dutch-born musical entrepreneur and immigrated illegally to the U.S. at the age of 20 and resided in the country without legal status the rest of his life. So never left
Hell
the country.
Hell yeah. Oh my God, he never left?
Because you wouldn't get back in.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
That is sad. But I think a good strategy, mm-hmm. like put some high status in front of your name and no one's going to question your citizenship status. If you're like, hi, my name is Sergeant Rachel, no one's going to be like,
she doesn't go here.
Check her papers. Check her papers. Like you already assumed that's been...
Could have made some t-shirts with I am a legal citizen mm-hmm. and some of that got him through the borders.
Wow, I love that. I love him.
He's a smart guy.
That is honestly so smart.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, or like Elvis sucks.
He's like, I'm not going to convert him. I'm just going to sell them things.
If I ever gain any sort of notoriety, I'm doing an anti-Rachel campaign. If I learned anything from my high school student council campaign, Chada or Nada, where I lost.
Nada had a great campaign.
Nada was a hot girl named Jackie who truly put in zero effort to her campaign other than just being like, and I don't want to just say that she was just hot. She was also like a cool girl. Like she was like, cool in like a way that like not just popular in school, like she's like a cool girl. Mm-hmm. She was cool and smart and hot, and her like speech was just like, hey, I'm Jackie and I'm running for spirit director. And mine was like, I've been wearing my school colors for a month, including my nails. Those are spirit fingers. And everyone was like, fucker, I hate it.
Also, Jackie is cool and smart and hot, so
vote for Jackie.
Vote for Jackie.
No.
Yes.
Well, we know Jackie was cool, but how hot was my fact?
Oh, that was a good bridge segue. Lindsay, that fact was as hot as Jackie Chan. Oh my God, I dropped her last name. She also like has deleted all of her social media for the last, like, I've tried to check in and be like, are you like an ambassador somewhere? You're definitely cool. Your fact is as hot
as Jackie.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's hot.
Lynn's effect is as hot as a bucket of Colonel Sanders's vegan chicken, the Whoa. Beyond chicken, whatever they got.
That's
now.
Coming
Do they
out.
They have yeah. that?
There, yep. it's,
oh my gosh.
Has it been fully released or it's being released?
It is. I don't think it's fully, but I know there are pockets of vegan yeah. nugs.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know. I'm ready.
I feel like New York has to be one of the first. What are you going to give yeah. vegan nuggets to, like, Savannah, Georgia, and not us?
True.
True.
They do normally roll them out in areas like that to see how the locals prepare. Like, it's hard to get
New York any markets
sense.
Aren't.
Shoot.
Yeah. It's also cheaper for them to roll it out in those.
What are you going to do, roll it out in Savannah? Yeah. And this is why. This exact marketing campaign with evidence.
It's okay. You said that to two people who, like, work in marketing, so it's fine. Three. Yeah.
You couldn't have picked the worst one.
I know.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as a hunk of burning love. An Elvis Presley song. Mm-hmm.
That was clever.
I tried.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as deleting your Instagram. Like, way to go for that woman you went to high school with. Yeah. Like, how hot is that? I bet she's so happy right now.
Yeah, you don't need the validation. Like, congratulations.
She got the votes already.
Yeah. Damn it. She won. She wasn't scarred.
I bet she's on Raya. If she's like looking, she's on Raya. I can just feel, I feel
no,
it.
She's like probably like has like a long-term partner, but they're like not getting married. They've like, I don't even want to speculate. I
love how Raya is your alternative to Instagram.
We're hot, go.
I am going to bring our next fact. So I've mentioned this potentially before, but there is a chance that I am related to Isaac Newton.
Wow.
My mom did not like, he didn't have kids, so like not a direct line, but my mom like found a photo of great, 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 however many greats, Grandma Elizabeth Newton buried in Hull, England, which is also where Isaac Newton was born, lived, and died.
Wow.
Sorry, I've brought in a fun Newton fact. He kept an encrypted list of his sins in a private diary, which was partially decoded in 1964, which is the year my mom was born.
What?
Sorry to blow up your spot, Mom. And I'm going to read you what some of his sins were. One, I don't know how, like, he encrypted. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, did he just put a lock on it?
He just wrote it in code and switched out certain letters for others. I don't know.
Maybe
I'm
that's
just
it.
Guessing, like you do in school, like, to write secret letters.
That makes sense.
Like, the Zodiac letters. Yeah.
That honestly makes sense. One of his sins, and I don't know how old he was when he wrote this, but one of his sins was eating an apple at thy house. I don't know if thy means God's, but...
That's a sin?
Eating an apple.
It's a sin.
Or a euphemism.
Yeah. I was like, eating ass at home.
Squirting water on thy day.
Okay.
Making pies on Sunday night.
I think this is his, like, sex list.
Yeah, I think it's a sex list.
Wait, but listen to this one. Putting a pin in Johnny Key's hat on thy day to prick him.
I know this is a sex list.
So he fucking stuck a needle in Johnny Key's hat to give him a little, ooh. Hold on, there was another. Oh, wishing death on someone. Striking many.
I didn't know wishing death on someone was a sin. I thought just like killing someone was.
I guess if you like have, well, actually no, the whole thing is messed up, because I was gonna say if you have like thoughts about sex, that's a sin. But oh. I would also imagine Christianity is like you can think, you can't think about sex, but you can think about killing someone.
I just imagine someone gives him a birthday cake and they're like, "Did you make a wish?" He's like, "Yes, I wish to kill someone."
There's one that says, "Gluttony is my sickness." Which I just find really funny.
Oh, I have that note.
Did he keep this his whole life? Like, is it a long list?
There's 57 on this, but I'm guessing it's not like... He has gluttony on here twice, just like in a row. Gluttony.
How
gluttony.
Greedy.
He's a glutton for science. He's a slut for science.
He's a slut. Yes. Well, he says caring about man, caring more about man than for thee, so God. And then twisting a cord on a Sunday morning. I don't know what that means. If twisting a cord is like,
yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Also, he punched his sister.
Was that not on the list?
Oh, no, it was. I was just saving that one for last. He just wrote, like, punch my sister. Twisting a cord. yeah, but the list of sins I do think is really funny, because like making a pie really struck me as, I feel like making a pie on a Sunday night is like probably one of the most wholesome things you can do, but I guess that's like paying attention to food instead of God.
Or he ate the entire pie
and then wrote
immediately.
Has anyone seen the documentary like Mother Father? I can't remember the name. It's about the lady who made a church about losing weight.
Mm-mm. A church?
Yeah, her whole premise was you are focusing too much on worldly pleasures instead of focusing on God. So if you focus on God, you'll also lose weight. And also she had this giant teased hair, which is like the poster of the documentary. And then everyone in the leadership of her church died in a plane crash.
What?
It's crazy. I should have brought that as my fact. Damn it.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it's a great documentary. You should watch it. There's too much to go into. But that's what I'm like imagining from these sins. He's like, I care more about pie than I care about God.
Or it's a sexless, like Chloe said.
Yeah.
I don't really think some of it is.
What's the...
What was his religion?
You know, I mean,
sex, baby.
I just assume what? General Christian, but...
Was it The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin?
Yes, Gwen! You, I shouldn't have said that. Yes, Gwen!
Yes, Gwen!
Oh. Yes, it's Gwen.
Okay. Is that on HBO?
Yeah.
I think I've seen... Okay. I'll give it a go.
I feel like every plane crash is like a private plane, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we should just not get on those, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What am I going to do, being coach? Gross.
Like I always am.
They're so tiny.
There was a...
He was unorthodox Christian. Sorry.
Unorthodox.
He was born...
I haven't heard that.
I know. Before. He was born into an Anglican family. He was devout, but unorthodox. I don't think he like woke up and was like, I'm an unorthodox Christian.
Unorthodox to me would mean he's chill about it, right? Yeah. Or no? Or is that an act?
Like, I'm not like other Christians.
I think he's like a little chill about it, or he just like doesn't go about it in the same way. Probably because most people in the church at the time, church was like going against science, and he was like, but gravity. And they were like, no. Yeah. So that's probably where that came in.
He's a man of science.
Or I think it's because the Orthodox would be the state religion of the church, and then one that was outside of that.
Oh. Shem's actually smart.
So I spent too long reading the Bible to let things go.
I have misplaced confidence.
No, it's okay. I wanted to send a little clip to my mother and make her proud. You remembered.
I'll send a clip to my mom, who's an atheist, and she'll also be proud. She has no idea.
But not the clip of you telling when she was born.
Yeah. I'll cut that out. I said 1984.
Do a beep.
Teen bag.
Rach.
Yeah.
The fact is as hot as Tuesday night taking a blueberry muffin out of the oven and cutting it open.
Oh, and sticking your dick in.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Obviously a euphemism for whatever you want.
Thank you so much.
I was going to say, it's as hot as a hot apple pie because it's a pie on a Sunday night, but it also symbolizes gravity.
And just big fuck.
And you can stick your dick in.
Woo-woo.
Rachel, that fact was as hot as a searing hot pain on your head after you discover one of your hilarious friends has stuck like a nail in it, and you realize you're in Jackass forever.
Truly. And then you start going, sorry. I was going to say your dick.
Rachel, that fact was as hot as, I don't even remember what the fact was.
It's okay.
Like screwing on a Sunday morning. What was it? Screwing a wire on a Sunday morning?
Yes, twisting a cord on
twisting
Sunday.
A cord.
Twisting a cord. Twisting a cord. Screwing a wire. I said screwing a wire.
That sounds hotter.
Yeah, screwing a wire.
I'm gonna write a dirty little secret book, and I'm gonna be like, I'm screwing a wire. I don't know what that means.
As someone who engineers this podcast, on a Sunday morning, I spend a lot of time twisting and untwisting cords.
Okay, so Shem knows what
and a lot
talking
of
about.
Time twisting and untwisting cords.
Yeah, and then I plug in the equipment. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, Maria. Maria, we are gonna go to you, but quick. A word from our sponsors. Now we're back. Maria, take it away with your fact of the day. Oh, that's
cute. Okay, I'm not prepared. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. It's honestly fine. Most times right before we start, Chloe's like, oh my God, I have to find a fact.
I usually have a fact, but it's not as good as the one I bring eventually. Not to say it's good. It's just the other was worse, I promise.
Okay, so I've been learning about this like really cool female philosopher recently. And I don't know if this is like super interesting, but she was like one of the first female philosophers. And one of the reasons that she was like, you know, able to learn about stuff, like, because she was in the 1500s, you know, like the only ways women could like learn to read and stuff is if they like became a nun. And anyway, so I'm just like learning all these interesting things about like how philosophy like began, and a lot of it, you know, began from like religion and stuff. And she believes, her name is Tullia d'Aragona, and she believes that marriage is like modern day prostitution.
Whoa, I love
or, I'm sorry, not modern day prostitution, legal prostitution.
Legal prostitution. Like, modern for her time, modern for her time.
Yeah, and she was like spouting this shit in like the 1500s.
I love that.
Yeah, and so like that was her like big radical idea, and I just find it so fascinating.
I'm totally speculating this. This is my fanfic that I'm writing, but I really hope she was a lesbian. And
probably
she and like the other nuns were like doing a little bit of something on the side. And she was like, why be married to a man and sell myself to him? Well, because really, like, you like needed, you know, the family needed to have money. Dowries were given in certain countries, still are. But
so it is all about money, you know?
Yeah. Okay, what was her name again?
Tullia d'Aragona.
Tullia d'Aragona.
Sounded right to my ears.
I was like, I love her.
I just came back from a wedding in Nashville, and I wished I'd had that fun to like, you know, marriage is really just kind of legal prostitution when you think about it. Anyway, to the bride and groom.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of a, just a radical fact.
I like that.
I'm imagining like the Sister Act song that would come with that.
I won't follow him.
Yes.
Money, that's what I want.
Shem just pointed his toe. Shem like did a little kick, but like pointed his toe in the like most elegant way ever. And I'm, you learn something new about one of your best friends every day, you know?
10 years of Brazilian dance pays off.
Capoeira. Did she receive like a lot of backlash for publishing those thoughts, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I mean, actually the book that I'm reading, the way that it's recorded, it's recorded as like a conversation because I don't even know if she like exactly wrote this down more as someone like recorded her like having a conversation, because that was like the way that they like documented her philosophy. There's another female philosopher that I'm reading about from like an earlier time period, but she's just like, the only way that we have like written evidence of what she believed was through letters that she was like writing to her lover and teacher. And so it's really interesting. Like, I'm just thinking about all these things about like the ways that, you know, women were able to be documented, because if they couldn't write, or, you know, if they couldn't publish things, how were their ideas passed along and like transcribed and passed down to us to be able to read? And I just find it really interesting.
I love that.
Well, I wonder if, like, did women, like, were they allowed to learn how to read and write? Like, was it that restricted for certain classes? Because I wonder if, like, in her case, like, it literally had to be an oral history because she had, like, couldn't write it. Again, full conjecture.
Yeah, no, Maria was saying that she, like, the only way she could learn to read was becoming a nun.
Oh, I didn't realize she was also a nun. I thought it was an or, and I thought she went fully rogue, and I was like, how did she do all of this?
No, she actually may have learned to read. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, some of them learned to read and write through, like, being a nun, because otherwise if they got married, they wouldn't, like, be allowed to.
That makes sense.
Or if like they had a lot of money, then they were like able to read and write.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Wow. That is fascinating. I also love, wait, Shem, you look like you were about to say something.
Yeah, well, I can wait.
mine's not that exciting, so you can go.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. A lot of pressure on this tidbit. But the way women learn or are allowed to learn reminds me of the way things used to work in 17th century Japan, where a lot of the high, like, male courtesans would, like, just write in Chinese all the time. because that was the same language was like lingua franca in parts of Europe. Chinese was thought to be this like fancy language. They'd write all their poetry and like writings in Chinese, and then the women were just left to write in Japanese and like the flowery like original Japanese language. And it was like, let the ladies do that. It doesn't matter. And all these men like wrote all this like official like Chinese language poetry, which is not as good as the Chinese language poetry coming out to China. and then all these women write these Japanese like poems and like tales, and they have survived. And like that's what historians go through. So like Genji Monogatari is like this. It's like one of the great epics of Japanese fiction written by a woman, because like they're like. Let her write her little stories, who cares? And then now it's survived this like huge classic of literature. That's what
that's I was so about. Cool.
That was way more interesting than what I was gonna say. Wow, Jem, thank you for adding that. Maria, that fact was as hot as honestly the fan fiction I'm gonna write about all of these female philosophers and their trains of disseminating their ideas, which and what I'm going to write is going to be through sexy times. Oh, I don't want to objectify them. No, it's going to be through whatever they want.
It's choose your own adventure. So, yeah. If you want your nun to fuck in the Abbey.
If you want it page to 44. Be a spicy romance, yeah, flip. If you want it to be a purely intellectual endeavor, flip to this. If you want it to be a murder. Yeah, it can be both. Just call me. Okay. Someone else needs to read the fact. That's why I was like, why do I keep looking at Chloe?
I was like, why is Rachel talking? That fact is as hot as the first love letter she wrote to her unnamed lover. And she was like, oh, I miss you so much. And then immediately wrote about their last sex.
Nice.
Sex sesh. There we go.
Sex session.
Sex sesh.
Thank you so much.
But she wrote it beautifully, obviously. And they twisted a lot of chords.
That fact is as hot as a nun's habit is comfortable. And I've worn one about 5 times with fancy dress. And it's like the best thing to go out in because it's like comfy. You can wear stuff underneath that. So it's super hot.
I love that.
That fact was as hot as Sister Act 3, which is happening. Whoopi's back, gonna like film it, but instead of like going to Habit, she just goes into a school and encourages women to get into STEM.
Like, stop. Is this a bit?
Sister Act 3 is happening.
Okay.
The plot details they haven't told me.
Okay. I was like,
oh, obviously you're the head writer.
Yeah.
It's a natural choice. Like, you heard my thing earlier from like my mother.
Yeah. He knows about this. Great. So our next fact is going to be coming from Shen.
Holy shit. Oh, no.
As I was just making deep eye contact.
Deeply eye contact. It got very spicy. I was thinking to do a fact about language. And I thought it was fun that the American children used to learn a 27-letter alphabet back in like the 50s. Because it used to include the ampersand. So like the ampersand. So and that's why it's called the ampersand, was because there'd be like ABCDWXYZ. And then say Z and per se and. And per se and is how they would put that, say in IE.
And per se and.
Yeah. And that's why we call it the ampersand.
Whoa.
Wow.
I was like, where does it go in the song?
But so then the sound of the ampersand is just and. That's the sound of that letter?
The sound of that letter was, it's that letter was called like per se, and it was like from the E and the T being pushed together from et, in Latin. Mm-hmm. So I guess,
Yeah.
So you pronounce more like S, I guess, but they would just say and per se and when they did the alphabet. It's similar to like how LMNOP is like a thing you can just like sort of say.
Yeah, and per se and.
Yes, which reminds me of my favorite joke by Stephen Wright of why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of the song?
Wait, why? So why did they take it out?
Because it's not like an actual lesson.
Right? It's just, people stopped using it as much.
Someone was like, this is not right. Let's protest.
Someone's like, if it stays, we're adding a comma, we're adding an exclamation mark. These things feel left out right now.
Can you imagine your life's work being like, I'm taking the ampersand out of the alphabet?
And similar to like the way the exclamation marks from the IO, like a Latin phrase for like an exclamation, and then the over time, the I and the O got like smushed together. So the I was on top of the O, and then they just started writing that as like a symbol.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm learning so much.
Wow. I was a fun English teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did no doubt about it. And you still are because you've taught us things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shem is a teacher, a friend,
just all of these things. Lover,
musician. A musician. I can't.
Yeah, please stop.
Ooh, then don't stop. A chef.
Oh, because I remember Lindsay telling me a story that you learned what Maldon salt was because Shem used to use the fancy mm-hmm. flaky Maldon salt. And now I just think of like Shem like cooking for Lindsay and being like, fancy salt.
I mean, I think it went on sweet potato steamed in the microwave. So,
and what a way to dress that up.
It's very healthy, very nutritious.
It would have said oven for sure.
Listen, I put it on. I put it on Pillsbury
cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, so like, I'm not saying it's fancy.
Salt on cinnamon rolls.
Yes, just the Pillsbury. Oh. The Pillsbury ones are very sweet. So I do just like a sprinkling of the salt, the flaky salt. So it's like you get like a little crunch of the salt with it. It's very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my little tidbit in there. My little ampersand, I'm adding in. You can take it out if you like, if you're feeling weird. I'm trying to think if there's any other like weird alphabet things I know to contribute to this conversation, but I don't have any. So in that case, Shem, that fact was as hot. That fact is as hot as, honestly, the Oxford comma, which I get really upset when people don't use it because I think it's amazing.
Same. And
I truly feel passionate about it. Yeah. So hot as Oxford comma.
Thank you.
You look like you're about to speak. Shem, the fact is as hot as H-O-T, the word hot.
O is like a really hot letter.
It's just, yeah.
It's like a booby.
It's a hole.
Oh, okay, yeah. A booby, a hole.
A hole. Yeah. A ball. Solid, not solid. It could be anything.
An ear. Mm.
Ooh.
Shem, that fact is as hot as when you used to get a dictionary. Like, it was usually like the French or German dictionaries in school that they give you out to do schoolwork. And other people would have written messages in them or like who they love. So it's as hot as the secret notes in a school dictionary.
And then you couldn't read them because they'd be in like French or.
I mean, I speak like French and German, so that was pretty good.
Shem, that fact is as hot as dancing to the alphabet in the club.
Ooh, yes. Elemental P is just grinding.
Grime has now like disappeared, but there was like a scourge of grime records in the UK when I was younger, and there was one that was just the head, shoulders, knees and toes. The head, shoulders, knees and toes, yeah. Knees and toes. But I was like, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Ladies, let me get down low, get down low, get down. And I was like, wow, how is this a real song?
Wait, did you say Grimes?
Grime.
Okay.
Oh, Grime.
As soon as he said Grime, I was like, Grimes disappeared. I was like, I knew Elon was fucked up.
I was like, Elon had something to do. Yeah.
Maria and I have an entire plot running through our heads right now. As Shem's going, knees and toes, knees and toes.
And then I was like, isn't Grimes like 20 years old? Like, I was like.
Yeah. Yeah, she.
She I was like, was she a baby artist when Shem was a child?
I think she was named after the musical starlet.
Probably. Oh, interesting. Well, this brings us to the last fact of the day.
Yes.
Chloe.
Yep.
Take it away.
Okay. Mine is also language related. it's just the origin of the phrase, like, mad as a hatter.
Fun.
So the phrase came about because it's linked to the 18th and 19th century hat making industry and mercury poison. So the way that they were turning like fur, like rabbit fur, whatever, into hats, they were using mercury nitrate as like whatever in the process. That was then giving them mercury poisoning. So they basically would, the people making these hats would develop like tremors, speech problems, emotional instability, like hallucinations, all problem like that. So they really were mad as a hatter. Mad because of their hat. Yeah.
So whoa. What do you think is like poisoning us now? Everything?
I know. Everything.
Yeah.
Our phones, Instagram,
society,
Meta.
I'm going to share a conspiracy I heard on TikTok. So don't take this with any sort of authority at all.
Can I take it with a dash of salt?
Ooh. You can take it with some Maldon salt, baby, which is probably going to give you a high cholesterol. I hated what I just did there. Do you ever have those moments where you just like live and then you're like, oh, I hate myself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fun. I start grad school on Monday for mental health counseling. So there was a trend going around of like exposing like trade secrets. We actually talked about it on one of our last podcasts with Iffy, but someone created like a they created a TikTok account just for this and only did text on screen, and they worked for, they say, a company that rhymes with Bronson and Bronson.
oh God, I saw this.
And they were the assistant to the head of plastics, and they came over with like a plastic Tupperware, like they brought cookies or something like that, and the head of the VP, whatever this person was like, get that out of my house. And they were like, what? Like, they're like, get it out. And they're like, it's BPA free. Like, it's fine. And they're like, no plastic in this house. And they're like, you're literally the head of plastics. And they were like, that is why. Get it out. Like, they were like,
what?
BPA, we've just replaced with another harmful chemical that just like hasn't been removed yet.
How can you sell that stuff knowing, like, know. And then you don't want it in your house? That's so evil.
I know. Again, this could very much be fake news.
I mean, the alternative is they just don't bring their work home with them. Like,
they're like, I talk about plastic all day. I don't want to see that fucking Tupperware. Only like Pyrex in this house.
Conspiracy theory, they have boundaries.
I love that.
I mean, I don't want to be told a joke in my home. Disgusting.
Get out. We only cry in my house. Kara's a 3D designer. We live in 2D. We're little cartoons when we walk into the home, but they're not funny cartoons. My God, they're depressed. And also they're not treating their depression. No therapy in this house. Wow.
This is the saddest animation ever.
Yeah. Wow. Sad. It's like Euphoria, but a cartoon. That is really sad. But also, like, what a whimsical job to like be getting poisoned for. Like, it's not even like I'm a missile maker or like I deal with like heart. No, it's like I literally make.
I make hats, and I love them.
Which is probably why they're like, oh, it's just Chloe. They're a hat maker. They're excited.
Like, I didn't always be this. I wasn't always like this.
I used to be an accountant.
Oh,
wow.
And then it stopped around the, with that, because so I'm thinking that it declined around the turn of the century, because I went to like a big ostrich farming town that had this whole industry where it was like they'd sell ostrich feathers, and it was huge, and like the whole town's economy was based on it. And then with the invention of the motor car, women stopped wearing like big hats with huge like ostrich plumes of them because they'd blow off. So it would like it sort of decimated the ostrich farming industry. So this town was like a shadow of its former self and its former glories. And I'm thinking, did that also like just decline in hat poisoning related events?
Whoa.
Honestly, So I'm just going to read this paragraph. In Connecticut, mercury-induced tremors were called the Danbury Shakes after the city of Danbury, which was a leading center for hat making during the 19th and early years of the 20th century. By the 1920s, only a handful of headwear manufacturers remained.
And it was a trembly handful.
In the place once billed as the, quote, hat capital of the world, end quote. In the U.S., the use of mercury in the production of felt finally was banned in the early 1940s. So a couple stragglers said, just don't let me keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Danbury, Connecticut, but famously the home of Will Hines.
Famous.
Guest of the pod.
Famous. Yes.
Wow. I just feel bad.
Aw. Well, Chloe.
Hope the hats were nice.
Your fact is as hot as what I consider to be the hottest hat, which I said before I decided what the hottest hat was. The beanie. Whoa, don't put it on. It'll be too hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chloe, that fact was as hot as a toque. Which is a Canadian beanie, because it's colder up there, so I'm assuming they have to be even more thermally insulated.
Oh, I like... I'm going to tell my friend in Canada. I have one friend.
Chloe, that fact is as hot as a bowler hat, which was originally created for people to wear when they were going out on horses so they didn't get their heads hit by branches.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. A rating with a fact we love.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as being poisoned by an enemy, but then like secretly building up a tolerance to the poison and being like, what up, bitch, I'm stronger now.
Oh, I love that.
The return of the hat maker.
Oh, hot scheming and revenge.
Chloe's favorite. Well, we have come to the end of the podcast. Maria, you now have the honor, the pleasure of choosing the hottest fact of the day. We will recap them because honestly, do I remember what fact I brought in? No. Let's start. Lindsay.
I hate Elvis much.
Oh. Isaac Newton had dirty little sins.
And per se and?
Mad Hatters were mad. The Hatters were mad.
And of course we had our sexy nun philosopher.
Yes, that marriage is legal prostitution.
Yes.
I honestly love the I Hate Elvis merch. I just think it's so smart.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's like, get your money, you know?
Yeah.
That really was.
Yeah, he's like, I'll get the money anyway from Elvis.
Colonel knew what to do.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Maria, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like I learned a lot. If our audience is like, baby, give me more Maria, where can they find you online?
Online, anywhere, just my first and last name. Wow. You'll find me.
We'll put that in the show description too.
Just her first and last
Thank
name.
You.
Just look for her.
Just look for her.
Honestly, do some work.
Shout it into the void. Maria? Awesome. Do you have any shows coming up that you want to plug?
I'm performing on a couple. I'm performing on one tomorrow night at Asylum.
Amazing.
So if people want to come out,
yes,
it'd be fun.
This is going to be up
next week.
Next week. So just kidding. Not that one.
Then that I have one. No idea.
Okay, that's totally fine.
I don't know what I'm doing in the next hour. So
that is fair, and that is what you know social media is for. You can find out about it there. Perfect. As always, we are Trash Comedy. You can find us everywhere at We Are Trash Comedy. Send us in your facts. Rate the ones you saw today. Do whatever you want. We want to hear from you. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network, and we are going back to live shows starting at the end of February. So you can see us on February 24th. We'll give you more info, but love you. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.